welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue a message I began a couple of days ago on experiencing the rest of God. And we were looking at some significant scriptures found in Hebrews, the 4th chapter. Let me just share verses 9 and 10. For there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. I must read the 11th verse. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So it is by faith we will enter into this rest of God that God has spoken of in His Word. And God's Word, Holy Scripture, which He has given to us, that have endured the persecution, the attempt of man to wipe it out for centuries, it has continued to exist. You cannot, the Word of God, regardless of well, how many Bibles may be burned over the centuries, how they've tried to expunge the Word of God. His Word is from everlasting to everlasting. Jesus Himself identified Himself as the Word. He spoke the worlds into existence. He created all things for His pleasure, and for His pleasure they are and were created. And He is a manifestation of that Word. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If we would believe in Jesus, we will not perish in our sins, but we will have everlasting life. We will, when we our life is over in this realm, we will go to be with the Lord. He's promised us that. However, He has also given us exceeding great and precious promises for the life that we are now living. Not just to get through, to barely make it, but He spoke of an abundant life. And I don't know about you, I doubt if anyone has fully entered in to the riches of the fullness of that abundant life. I know I haven't. I'm still striving and seeking after, by faith, to be able to experience all the wonderful promises in His Word. So, beloved, we've never arrived completely. Nope. We are on a journey. We are seeking. We're pressing in. And God is delighted with that, that He is our help. He's our strength. He reveals His Scripture to us. And He, you know, it's like He's a good teacher, right? Holy Spirit's a teacher, a counselor. Well, just like a little child, there's, if you're in education or a teacher, you know, you have to be able to minister truth or knowledge or facts, whatever, to what is age appropriate for that child. You can't give them college level doctrines and studies. It's way over their head. And so God is very gentle with us. He knows what the lessons we need to learn. And as we learn them, wonderful. We understand, we pass that test, we've got that knowledge, and we can move on to greater experiences and revelation. That's how the Lord moves, because He is the, you know, a paragon. He's the absolute ultimate of teachers. So the Word of God, beloved, is nothing less than a manifestation of God Himself. Listen to these profound words found in Hebrews, the 4th chapter again, just following that, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest. It goes on to say, for the in verses 12 and 13, for the Word of God is quick. It's living, that means, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. We can understand that, at least certainly the audience at that time. Swords were the popular weapon of defense, of warfare. And it goes on to say, the Word of God is just as quick and powerful as that, piercing It has a cutting influence, even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It shows that which is of the spirit and that which is of the soul, the carnal nature. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with the soul, but that is where our will, our desires, and the lusts of the flesh are manifest. And that there's a subduing and mortifying of the deeds of the flesh, the soul nature. And to conform that, we should be led by our spirit, not by our soul, not by the things we want or don't want. That's like a child. They don't, you know, they don't really care what they should be doing. They just want what they want when they want it, right? Well, as mature adults, sometimes we're not much different. Anyway, to go on with the word, piercing even to the dividing sunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. We're talking about an all-seeing, all-powerful God. He is, it staggers the mind, the imagination, but he's aware of the deepest secrets of your heart, of my heart, of the heart of every single human being that is breathing, taking breath in at this moment. And he's done that for every individual who's ever existed. And it goes on to say, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Let that sink in just for a minute. Sometimes we read scripture and we say, oh yeah, I'm familiar, you just gloss over it. This is a scary experience. My goodness, we don't have any righteousness in ourselves. Our righteousness is as filthy rags, but we can come before this great Creator God, covered by the blood of Jesus. We are acceptable because he was the perfect lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. God knew what man was going to do. He already made provision for us. When he put Adam and Eve in the garden, he knew they would fail. So he had a solution already prepared in his divine wisdom. And beloved, when we acknowledge Jesus, the Word of God, he is the living Word of God, that Word, Jesus, becomes quick and powerful in our lives. Do you realize how, I mean, it just gives me goosebumps right now as I'm sharing this with you. As we acknowledge his Word, that means there is the potential, not in our own strength, but is in his presence, his help, his anointing. We can receive victory over anything, over our habits. I don't care how many years you might have been steeped in them, over your shortcomings, my shortcomings. When we acknowledge his word, obviously it shows us where we fall short, where our weaknesses are. Beloved, we are the children of God. We can come boldly before the throne of grace. That's the word of God. So we have throne room rights. We can become before the very presence of God. And when we confess the word, well, then that word begins to deal with us in our personal lives. The word shows us what we really are. You know, the wrath of man, for example, are we dealing with an angry spirit? We have a quick temper. The anger of man worketh not the righteousness of God. There's a holy anger. There's a righteous anger. When Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple, he wasn't having a fit. No, he never sinned. And he said, you have made my house, which should be a house of prayer, a house of merchandise. The word shows us where we really are. God knows the end from the beginning. He knows everything in our lives. He discerns the intents of our hearts. He knows everything. There's nothing hid from him. We are standing naked, if you will, before God. We can't hide anything from him. We might say whatever we want to other people. We might try to convince them. We might even try to convince ourselves. But he is the Spirit of Truth, and he knows exactly where we're at. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. Amen? And he wants us, though he's faithful, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To profess and to confess is the same. Hold fast to your confession, beloved. Why? Because Hebrews, the fourth chapter, Again, God's Word, 14 through 16 says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens." That's what Jesus did. He left the disciples. He said, "I'm not going to be with you any longer. I'm going to my Father, but I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, so I'm not going to leave you alone." Jesus, the Son of God, promised us that. It goes on to say, "Let us hold fast our profession," or our confession. Verse 15, "For we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us." That's the marvel of the mystery of God. Is that possible? The God of heaven and earth would submit himself, that he would confine himself to the limitations of human flesh. What love, what God's love sent Jesus into the world. He can identify with our pain, with our sufferings. He led a sinless life. His meat, his will was to do the will of his Father. And he completed that with his death and suffering on the cross to redeem us as the perfect Lamb of God, to save us from sin, our sin and our iniquity. He did that because he loved us. So that scripture goes on to say in Hebrews, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace." Oh, what a place that is. A place of rest, a place of help, that we may obtain mercy. And he won't deny us that. And we will find the grace to help us in the time of need. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, beloved, but the more we meditate and contemplate the greatness of our God, how overwhelmed, how overcome we are with the greatness of his love which he has bestowed upon us. Beloved, I have more to share, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And if you have prayer needs, God is very aware of them. And know that in my heart of love and compassion, that I reach out to you and offer you personal prayer. No one else reads or answers the mail but myself. And I invite you to write. If God's moving on you, then he has a reason for you to jot down that mailing address. If you email, know that I'll confirm receipt. I'll pray. But if you'd like a personal answer, share your mailing address. I love you and pray for you every day, my radio family, my UCM partners. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.